Jesus is the door to salvation, and today I'm going to give you 613 reasons to choose this door. In John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So here we see that there are 613 other doors, but there's only one door, who is Jesus Christ. These other doors are called the law, and they do not lead to salvation. They lead to death. Therefore, today you have 613 reasons to choose life in Christ. We read in 1 Corinthians 15:56, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Jesus did not come to destroy these doors called the law. He came to seal them once and for all with a sign that says, it is finished, along with an arrow that points to his door. Matthew 5:17 says, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Jesus fulfilled the law. We can only choose one door to walk through that gives life. If the Ten Commandments were 10 doors, could you walk through all of these doors at one time to earn life? Then how do you expect to walk through 613 commandments that are found in the law? You can't. Only God can walk through all of these doors at once. And he did exactly that for you and I. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13 through 19. But now in Christ Jesus, you are sometimes were far off and made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God.